This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Meghna Chakrabarty and Anthony Brooks. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis made it official this morning. He is resigning after 7 years at the helm of the Boston Police Department.
I've been thinking about this for several months. I was very concerned about the summer. I made a commitment to Mayor Menino that I would get through the summer to make sure that our crime rate stayed low, and we have done that, and I believe that that now is a good time for me to step aside.
Davis's resignation comes just months after perhaps the most definitive event of his career, the Boston Marathon bombings. His departure also comes amid criticism about diversity within the department's ranks. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was at Davis's announcement today. And Bruce, can you tell us what was his demeanor like, and why is he leaving now?
I would say he felt relieved. He looked very relaxed. He was very gracious in his praise for the people of Boston, for the community, the law enforcement officials. He even said nice things about the news media. But as we heard in that clip, he had been thinking about it for months. And he just said, well, you know, I think this is a good time to leave.
I feel very positive about leaving at this time on my timeline, knowing that I will be leaving the department having done my very best and achieved much success for the BPD.
His big success was that over the past 7 years that he's been in office, that violent crime in the city has gone down 30%. That's incredible, actually.
Right. So what do you think his main message was today, Bruce, that he's leaving on his terms, that it's not because Boston's getting a new mayor soon for the first time in 20 years, and it's not because of the criticism recently that's come from minority officers about diversity in BPD ranks?
Yeah, it comes one day before the preliminary election for mayor, so he wanted to kind of step out of that. And he talked about the fact about there's a big controversy in the last few weeks and months about promoting from minorities to the high ranks of the department. But he was very not defensive, but he simply said, look, in my administration, the 42% of the senior officials are people of minorities. And he said that the law, actually, affirmative action laws, not affirmative action, but the laws of civil service, actually prevented him from doing even more. What I thought was really interesting, Deb, was the role that his family, the personal issues in his life that played in this his decision.
They've had to suffer through this public this very public job, and so they're very excited that I'm leaving, and actually a little relieved, if I'll tell you, a little relieved.
Yeah, he sounds relieved, doesn't he?
Well, he does. What's he going to do now, and when does this become official, Bruce? I know we heard in news reports this morning about a fellowship at Harvard.
Yeah, I think those news reports got a little ahead of him. He mentioned Harvard, and he may be able to teach there as a fellowship, and he may be able to take classes, but it seems to be buying time between 30 and 60 days before he leaves office, before an interim police chief is named. And he has obviously lots of offers. He's in the catbird's seat because of the way he held, dealt with the Boston Marathon bombings and his high profile in the aftermath.
All right. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman on the announcement today from Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis that he is resigning. Bruce, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Deb.
We're going to continue the conversation about Commissioner Davis. We're talking with a couple of folks here. On the line is Tom Nolan. He's a former Boston police officer, a longtime professor of criminology at Boston University, and now chair of the Department of Criminal Justice at the State University of New York at Plattsburgh. Hello, Mr. Nolan. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Also on the line is Larry Ellison. He's president of the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers. Hello there.
Good afternoon.
Okay. We'll go to both of you. But first, I just want to tell listeners that we would like to hear from them as well. Listeners, what are your thoughts about Commissioner Ed Davis and his resignation today? Surprised? Do you think that there are some political undercurrents at play here? Or what do you think is going on? And what do you think about the job that Commissioner Davis has done? You can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston. And Professor Nolan, I just want to start with you briefly. What's your initial reaction to this, and what do you think the main reason is for Commissioner Davis to announce his resignation today?
Well, I think he's had 7 years at the helm, and I think for the large part of that, he's been a very effective leader. And I think anyone's tenure in the commissioner's position is a shelf life that's limited. And I think 7 years is certainly a good long stretch and a solid run that he's had. And I think now He's poised to look toward the future. As the earlier commentator said, he's kind of in the catbird seat right now. Mm-hmm. And there's talk of him taking a position at the Department of Homeland Security in Washington, D.C. with the Obama administration. So I think he's looking ahead, and I think he's seen that perhaps he could do all that he can do with Boston, and it's time perhaps to move on and give the new mayor an opportunity to appoint a new commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that his role during the Boston Marathon bombings really put him into the national spotlight here as a potential contender for Homeland Security?
Well, it certainly put him into the national spotlight, although even at the time that in the aftermath of those bombings, that hyper-exaggerated response, I called into question the necessity for what appeared to be the unilateral suspension of the United States Constitution, and particularly the Fourth Amendment.
You mean the lockdown? And
the lockdown, and more specifically the house-to-house searches over a period of space of 70, 80 blocks, and this is clearly in violation of the Constitution. That's why that provision, that Fourth Amendment, was put into the Bill of Rights. And although I wouldn't accuse Commissioner Davis of being the driving force behind that initiative and that hyper-exaggerated response, he certainly had a hand in it.
Mm-hmm. So you think, do you think, though, at least from my perspective as a journalist here, I don't think many people agree with you that it was hyper-exaggerated. I think that many people
feel
I agree with you.
I think I was one of the few voices at the time, and I even came on to Here and Now on your radio station to voice that objection. But my voice has been kind of alone here.
Mm. So what kind of commissioner do you think Boston needs?
Well, I think we are poised to consider the candidacy of a police commissioner of color. I think that's been something that Larry Ellison, the Detective Ellison's organization, has been calling for quite some time now. It led to their, and I'll let him speak to that, their call for a vote of no confidence in Commissioner Davis and his ability or inability to promote candidates of color into sergeant, lieutenant, and captain positions. So I think any mayoral candidate who makes it to the final election would be remiss if he or she didn't consider strongly the possibility of making this kind of an historic gesture.
Mm-hmm. And just quickly as well, when you say 7 years is a good long stretch, and Commissioner Davis says it's twice as long as most urban commissioners, to some of us, that's kind of short. Why is it such a short tenure for an urban commissioner? Is it a different kind of job and they typically don't stay around that long, or what?
Well, typically the average tenure is in the 3 to 4 year range, and I think to be able to navigate over a period of 7 years, as Commissioner Davis has done, navigate those oftentimes treacherous waters of trying to deal with four police unions, four very strong unions, and I was a part of the Superior Officers Federation for some years as its vice president, and I can tell you that the nature of the interaction between the commissioner and the unions is a contentious one, and always already confrontational by its nature. So to be able to navigate those waters while keeping the people in the community assured, and I think Davis was very effective in this, in being able to go out there and be a reassuring presence at some pretty horrific crime scenes. I think we saw Commissioner Davis constantly out there in the neighborhoods. To be able to do that, to balance those challenges and those responsibilities, is something that over the long term, the 7 year term, is extraordinarily difficult to accomplish. And I think he did it with some aplomb, and I commend him for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tom Nolan, former Boston police officer, now chair of the Department of Criminal Justice at the State University of New York at Plattsburgh. Thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Also on the line with us is a former Boston Police Commissioner, Paul Evans. He led the Boston Police Department from 1994 to 2003. Hello there. Hello, Commissioner. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Are you with us?
Yes.
First of all, thanks for being with us. And I wanted to ask you, you know, there was a time when you were commissioner as well that you had really also had to work on the issue of diversity in the Boston Police Department. You had looked into changing the way officers were evaluated before they were promoted. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, again, we tried to get a promotional exam that took into account what officers actually did when they were out in the street. So we went through a long process. Unfortunately, we weren't successful. Civil Service ultimately said the exam was unacceptable. So, again, it was frustrating. In the private sector, how you actually perform will result in whether you get promoted. The civil service system is a lot different. It relies on, you know, written examinations, summer or exams and what have you. So what we tried to do was get how officers actually performed, whether they made the goals and objectives of the organization, whether they achieved those, and brought a lot of what are they actually doing out the street into the process.
Mm-hmm. And so do you think, though, that it, you spent upwards of $1 million, I think, trying to change the system. And then I think Commissioner Davis also tried to change the system as well. Do we continue to try to do that? Or is there some other avenue we should be looking at to try to make sure that everyone's interests are taken care of here?
I think we continue to try to identify the best way to promote people. I think we also have to look at, you know, the nature of the law. Is it conducive to that? Ultimately, I think the Civil Service Commission will say whether or not it's a valid examination and test the things that need to be tested. I mean, we need the best people, and we need the best exams to identify the best people. And I'm not so certain we're doing that right now, and that's why I tried to change the system, but unfortunately I failed.
Mm-hmm. And that's because civil service rejected your attempts at change, is that right?
Yeah. They didn't see it, I guess, valid enough. It happened a while ago. I've been gone a little while, so it was probably 13, 14 years ago. But what we tried to do is bring in you know, organizational goals, how our offices achieve those goals as part of the promotional process.
Mm-hmm. So this has been an ongoing issue. How do you view Ed Davis's role in terms of promoting diversity in the Boston Police Department?
But within his ability, I think he's done an outstanding job. I mean, I think his hands are tied as to the promotional process. You know, I think he talks about 40% of the command staff and 30% of the people in specialized units. I think those are outstanding accomplishments. As to the people actually coming on the job now, you know, the consent decree that was the department operated on for years no longer exists, so he's got that as a challenge. And I think he responded very well to that by really putting the emphasis on the recruiting. And I think he did a good job in the recruiting. The problem continues to be the promotional process. I think that's one area where frustrated Eddie Davis and frustrated me, and we've tried to change it. And I probably, you know, the future commission will have to do the same, but I think he's going to need some help, possibly from lawmakers, Civil Service Commission addressing this issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's actually listen to what Commissioner Davis had to say about this issue today, because he did bring it up at the press conference.
The controversy that's been in the papers recently has had no effect on my leaving this department in any way, shape, or form. My command staff that I promote myself is 42% of people of color and diversity. I'm proud of that record.
So that was Commissioner Davis talking about the controversy regarding diversity in the Boston Police Department. Former Commissioner Evans, I'm just wondering, in terms of his record, you said that that's a very strong record, and you think that there, you know, that changes are needed in the police department, particularly when it comes to civil service. But how would you change it? How would you make it different?
Personally, would try to get actual on-the-street performance, job performance, to play a much bigger part in the promotion process. Now, the objections you get to that is it's subjective, and I realize that. But if you can put in a process, I think that can address that. But what you actually do on the street, on the job, should count as to whether or not you get promoted.
All right. You know, well, let's ask someone that very question. We're going to talk with someone from the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers, Larry Ellison. He's the president of the association, and he's on the line with us. Mr. Ellison, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
What's your reaction, first off, to Commissioner Davis's resignation today?
Well, I think it's time
that he moves on. I think he has done some things right, but I think when it comes to inclusion as far as women and people of color in the Boston Police Department, I think it has been a failure at best. I respectfully disagree with the Commissioner Evans because I think he did a much better job at doing that. And I don't think that he would have, seeing that there was a lack of people of color and women in the Boston Police Department on two occasions, decide not to promote any of those people when the opportunity presented itself and there was no hindrance from civil service. Those are the issues that we're talking about with the commissioner. And as a result of his 30%, there's really not 30% of people of color in specialized units, including homicide, the youth violence strike force, and his command staff. There hasn't been a female. I think Commissioner Evans was the last commissioner that appointed a female to the rank of superintendent. Davis has been there for 7 years, and there's only been deputies that have been female. So there's really not a lot of growth in that department that he can boast.
Mm-hmm. You don't think that there are constrictions because of civil service?
There are constrictions. I agree with that. But in these cases that we're talking about that highlighted that brought us to this vote of no confidence had nothing to do with civil service. Everyone who had all of those candidates had the same mark. There was nothing different except the commissioner's decision. He decided after looking at that list of 22 candidates to include 9 people of color that he originally would not promote any of the people of color. That's not someone who's forward-thinking. And he did that on another occasion when there were no females at the time at the rank of lieutenant and 2 males of color that were on the list. And he allowed that list to die as he promoted more white males to the rank of lieutenant. Mm-hmm. That's not looking forward.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, former Commissioner Evans, when you're evaluating several candidates with the same civil service exam scores, are there then another set of criteria that a commissioner is supposed to look at when promoting? And could this be something that was going on here? Or how do you address Larry Ellison's concerns when he says these candidates had the same marks on the civil service exam and yet the minority officers were passed over?
You know, I've been away for a little while on that, but you want the best people for the job. But obviously a priority is also making your supervisors look like the city they serve. So, you know, if at all possible, you'd probably want to do both, get the best people and get make sure the department looks like the city it serves. So if you can do that, you do it.
Mm-hmm. But is there a set of guidelines for commissioners? So if Paul Evans and Larry Ellison both have an 89 on the exam, am I supposed to look to criteria set B to say which one may have been promoted, which one may have made X number of arrests, which one may have done something? I mean, is there guidance for commissioners to make these hiring decisions?
No. It's totally, if my memory serves me correctly, it's totally at the discretion of the commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Larry Ellison, I'm wondering what you think of former Commissioner Evans' suggestion that there should be more of a consideration here when you're dealing with candidates to be promoted in the Boston Police Department of their what they do on the job, what they're doing on the street. Should that be part of the evaluation, and how should that be constructed?
I agree with that assessment. I think that, you know, the commissioner would probably agree that there are people who are very good at taking exams, but if you look at their record of actually doing any police work, it's very thin. But the officers that usually do the hard work are usually not the ones that move up the ladder as quickly because they're busy doing police work, but that never gets factored in.
Mm-hmm. So then I would like to just bring up one other thing that Boston Mayor Tom Menino said today, and I'd like you to listen to this, Larry Ellison. He was asked about Commissioner Davis's resignation and the criticism about diversity in the Boston Police Department, and let's listen to his comment. Again, this is Mayor Tom Menino.
43% of minorities. 43%. Everyone wants to, if Mamily and all those other groups want to change the way we appoint people, why are they at the State House fighting for civil service reform? It's a lot of nonsense, a lot of talk.
Larry Ellison, president of MAMLEO, the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers. That was Tom Menino saying, well, if you want change, you've got to go lobby for it, and he calls this nonsense.
Well, I think, you know, the mayor, look, if you have to look at his record as well, you know, City Hall is not reflective of the city. I don't think the mayor has many, if any, people of color in the top administration there. I find that in the history of the Boston Police Department, there's never been a person of color. And in the 20 years that he's been there, that he couldn't find a person of color qualified in either the top two spots as commissioner or as superintendent in chief. I find that appalling. It's always easy to blame someone else when you fail. The other thing is that the mayor knew Commissioner Davis' history when it came to people of color as his time in Lowell. He was sued successfully, and the city of Lowell just paid off on another lawsuit last Friday against Officer Robert Alvarez, in which the commissioner was found to be untruthful there.
Okay, you're talking about Commissioner Davis's former time in Lowell.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the first thing he would want to implement arriving here is a truthfulness policy. And if you look at these records, you've got to be kidding. See, the mayor knew this, and he hired this person. So he has as much responsibility for Commissioner Davis being here today, and he has a history of bias against people of color. So I'm not surprised after learning what I've learned why there wasn't much progress in that area.
Tell me what kind of commissioner you want to see next in Boston, Larry Ellison.
I think Commissioner Evans will be a very good commissioner. I think he was full of thinking, and I'm not just saying that because he's on the line. His record spoke to that. I think you need a commissioner that understands an urban city that has grown, that the population of Boston has changed. And you just can't put people up there and say, well, I have 42% people of color. And then you start to peel back the layers and you find out none of them command a bureau. All of them are assistants. So they're not the ones who are really making the decisions. It's the top echelon of the Boston Police Department, the commissioner, superintendent, chief, the bureaus of the patrol and investigative services. Those are the ones that the commissioner relies on most of the time. The other people, they have a job to do, but they're not the ones that he talks to on a daily basis.
So forward thinking, leadership experience, what else?
And someone has an understanding of an urban community that that is going to speak to people even when they don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be the police commissioner for just part of the city.
Mm-hmm. And what about Tom Nolan's suggestion that there absolutely should be every effort made to have a commissioner of color as the next police commissioner in Boston? Is that a priority for you as well, Larry Ellison?
A priority to me is the right person in that job. And, race is not as big a factor. Would I like to see a person of color? Yes, I think it's more than past time. But if it's the wrong person, it wouldn't matter to me what they're.
Mm-hmm. What do you think was the biggest strength of Commissioner Davis and then the biggest weakness?
I'd have to say his weakness was, I think, part of it is that you had a mayor that had such a stronghold on the police department and every department that he moved, and he didn't allow people to be innovative. Everything had to go through City Hall. And I think in police work, you have to allow people to make decisions right then and there and not have to worry about what's going to be the backlash if the mayor's not going to like it.
Mm-hmm. And Paul Evans, I'm wondering, what's your perspective here? Biggest strength, biggest weakness of Commissioner Evans?
Well, I think Eddie was very progressive, was focused on the community, being responsive to the community, driving down crime, and, doing problem solving. I thought you look at some of the technology and the way it's used in the department, it's probably cutting edge. He's done a great job with that. I think it's a weakness and a strength sometimes is when you come into an organization from the outside, trying to get up to speed on, it's difficult and it takes some time. I think that's probably a weakness that any outsider coming in has of just, dealing with the culture of the organization and what have you.
And do you think that that's what we saw here in the case of Commissioner Davis, that it took him a while to get up to speed because it was a different culture than what he was used to?
Well, I think it might have been a little bit issue, but while I was commissioner, Eddie would get engaged in some of the things we were dealing with at the time. So he was no stranger to Boston when he came to Boston. But I think it is something that takes a while to get up to speed with who are the people and, who are the people you can rely on and what have you. And I think that's a disadvantage he had coming in. So whether it probably was more of a disadvantage than a weakness.
Is that something that's unique to Boston, or is that in any major urban department, or do you think it's a particular issue here in Boston?
Well, I think when you're looking at chiefs, if a department's in disarray, the norm is to go outside the department to bring in a change agent. If the department's performing well, usually they'll stay within the organization in appointing a commissioner.
Okay. Paul Evans, former Boston Police Commissioner. He led the Boston Police Department from 1994 to 2003. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Larry Ellison, President of the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers. Thanks to you as well. And also joining us today was Tom Nolan, a former Boston police officer, now chair of the Department of Criminal Justice at the State University of New York at Plattsburgh. Stay with us. Coming up, some doctors are using Skype to connect with patients. It saves money, but how effective is it as a way to treat illness? I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.